great Friday, great Friday, and welcome to the show. This is your girl, Sister Kimberly Kamari Sunshine, and I am with you on today, November. It's November 15th. You caught me. It's November 15th. You guys, let me give you a quick weather report. We've encountered a little rain, a little wind. It's a tad bit cold outside, but you know what? I always find beauty in the seasons. The weather is crisp, and it is in full harvest. We are in full harvest season. Yes, I'm encountering a little raspiness from running in and out of this wet weather, but I feel absolutely amazing. So let's get started. Let's push forward. We have so much to cover on today. And just welcome back, everyone. We are in the fourth quarter of 2019. Can you believe this? November 15th, fourth quarter, second session of fourth quarter. This year is swiftly moving by, and we are absolutely having an amazing time. Your health is your wealth. Your health is your wealth. And understanding and embracing that level of consciousness that we can't do anything until we move forward in right mind, right spirit, and right body. And when we master a full understanding of that, there is absolutely no limitation in life. I want to open up, as we do on every week, just affirming our true state of consciousness. Affirm who you are and where you are. So wherever you are this afternoon, welcome to the show. And I want you to get comfortable, and I want you to boldly claim. You can follow along with me, or you can affirm your own level of I am. But I will hear the voice of the Holy Spirit within. I will lead and not follow. I will create and not destroy. I am a force for good. I defy the odds. I set new standards. I am the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. I am the lender, not the borrower. I am loved by God. I am chosen by God. I was created by God. Therefore, there's no weapon formed against me that can prosper, and every tongue that rises up against me in judgment shall be condemned. Yes, it will. I'm a champion. Everything I touch turns to gold. This is my season. This is my turn. I am humble. I am happy. I am healthy, wealthy, strong, and whole. I am a champion and shall never be broke nor broken another day in my life. I live the fullest of life and all that God has for me. I insist that my actions reflect a positive life. My future is bright because my attitude is right. I get crunk every day on this, just knowing and affirming my true authentic self. There are no limitations. There is nothing that I can't accomplish. Let me share this, because I have another meditation I wanted to share with you guys on today. But I believe that it is critical that we infuse our spirit and mind with positive affirming programming. When we get caught up on reality television and social media, and we're distracted by the events going on in the world, we are literally allowing programming to come into our subconscious and our spiritual life. You've got to be cognizant, fully cognizant of everything that you allow to come into your internal programming. And I still have a like towards certain television shows. I just do. I'm in an improv comedy arena. I have it programming coming into my life on a regular basis. There are things that I just absolutely enjoy doing. But it's so incredibly important that we infuse the consciousness with positive, uplifting, inspiring information at all times. It's critical. And with that being said, I go to bed at night listening to positive information. I wake up in the morning immediately seeking positive information. Well, on last night, I fell asleep with a segment on that was, it's called Motivational Mindset, and it just affirms everything that's already in you. Well, what happened was, and I take that back, I did fall asleep last night, but this is referring to the night before. And when I woke up, the message was, God created everything and all that is good. And everything was created with the seed already in it. If it were an apple already has the seed already in it, so you don't need to go purchase more apple seeds to plant more apples. What you do is just use the seed that's already in it. And with that being said, the message that I woke up to was, I am a seed. Oh, my God, everything I need is already in me. God planted me as a seed. So anything, no matter when I'm struggling in the dirt, when I'm struggling through sand and sharp rocks and, you know, mud and dust in my throat, and, you know, which is the equivalent of people hurting your feelings, people disrespecting boundaries, people not doing the things that bring us insight and empowerment. It's concerning. And I want you to know that that represents dirt. When you're lied on, when you're talked about, when you're not appreciated, when you're stolen from, when you are just flat out disrespected, consider that the soil. Soil brings nutrients. Those nutrients and sunlight and rain cause your seed to grow. So I hope that helps somebody on today, because it catapulted me straight out of bed. I jumped straight out of bed praising God. It was a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful experience. I fell asleep with this message. I heard positive input all night long. It just rolled into one after another, and trust me, I had the most harmonious, beautiful rest. And when I woke up, the first thing I heard was, I am a seed. Oh, my God, that was powerful. I had to share that. But today I woke up and I said, you know what? I heard so many positive things. I am just living the fullest of life and all that God has for me. I am a self-motivated individual, so I wake up enthusiastic on a regular. I praise God for that, because I understand there are people that struggle with positioning and progression and getting themselves inspired. I just happen to live life out loud and in color. I'm blessed. It's a gift. And I award and honor and thank God for that. But today I woke up and I said, you know, it's raining outside. I understand that people are probably feeling a little cloudy. And it's not raining all over the world, people. Don't get me confused, but this is what my spirit brought me to today. We are in the season of release and eliminate anything out of our lives that we no longer desire or elevates us. This is the season of renunciation, to remove all those things that we no longer desire. It's real, real simple. And so I said, I want to put something in, okay? So today I'm going back to an old meditation, but it says, my life overflows with good. Ooh, that's powerful. My life overflows with good. I got to say it one more time, y'all. Let it sink on in. My life overflows with good. Love life and life will love you more. Life gives back to you whatever you put into it. Life is what you make it. Choose this day to turn your life over to the influence of good. When you place all cares and concerns in God's care, it does not mean you do not take responsibility for your life. Trusting God means you open your mind to be receptive to the truth. You open your mind to divine inspiration. You are receptive to divine wisdom and guidance. you can see the evidence or demonstration of God's power at work. I see the opulence of life everywhere I look. I love life. My life overflows with good. I use my good wisely. I am revitalized and energized as I tap into the universal sea of the energy that is God, my source. Thank you, will in me, through me, as me, around me, through the Christ within. And so it is. My cup runneth over. That comes from Psalms 23 and 5. My cup runneth over. Now, daily, you guys, I say my affirmations, and one of the last things that I always say is that I will live the fullest of life and all that God has for me. And sometimes you just say it out of repetition. You say it out of familiarity, but you say it. You know, learning to speak over your circumstances. And I have found that immediately, you know, sometimes when we are attempting to establish new habits, you know, it's an unfamiliar sequential set of order, and it's unfamiliar, and it doesn't feel normal, but we do it until we develop new habits. And I just encourage everyone to start taking a conscious look at your life, because this is it, people. This is what we have, and I most appreciate this meditation because it says love life, and life will love you more. We're so accustomed to waiting on when I get enough money, waiting on when I get the best job, waiting on when I find my mate, waiting on when I lose the weight, waiting on when. When is now. Start loving who you are, loving your life right now, and I promise you, everything you desire desires you. I heard that years ago, and I received it, but didn't understand it. In everything, get understanding, and you will have a huge manifestation, an epiphany of the heart and mind. But I didn't fully comprehend. I received that I wanted wonderful, wonderful things in my life, but I didn't fully understand how everything I desires me. And the law of attraction, people, is something that we always are living. We are always executing. Now, yes, we see horrific things happen around us that we did not think about or we did not call into our existence. I don't have an explanation other than the fact that there are people who are manifesting horrific set of circumstances by reflecting on those things all the time. But if you are constantly in a state of reflecting debt and dismal and health issues and fatigue, if you are always focusing on the things that you don't want, those are actually the things that will show up in your life. And I didn't understand that. I said, okay, I want to do this law of attraction thing. I'm going to start focusing on all those things that I want. I want a home. I want a car. I want money. I want great relationships. I want an advancement in my professional life. And I just started claiming all of these things that I wanted. And over time, I did get them. But honey, listen, when you fully understand the law of attraction, it is not just about what we think. It is about the enthusiasm and the energy that we bring with those thoughts. And then on top of that, you start living it as though it already is. Now, I don't know if you're familiar with this, but faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things unseen. So whatever it is that you're believing in, if you just apply conscious thought, over-the-top energy, and joy, start living in that thing as though it already is, I promise you there's no way around it. There's no way around it. It comes to you. I want to share something with you And we're moving into the season of renunciation because I've pretty much talked about all the joy that I want to hold you guys up on today. But I love the law of attraction. Once I fully understood that I was attracting everything into my life, I'm attracting this. I'm attracting this because it's what I'm thinking about. I'm attracting it because this is what I speak about. This is all I speak. So yes, I'm going to encounter all those things that I say I don't want because I won't quit talking about the foolishness. So once I learned to just stop it, release and eliminate everything out of your life that you no longer desire, that's how you bring about the law of attraction to the positive aspect of it. You're already attracting what you don't want. If you're constantly saying, I'm tired of these bills, I'm tired of these bills, I'm tired of these bills, I'm tired of not making enough money, I don't make enough money. Guess what? That's what you're going to continually attract. Bills and not enough, bills and not enough, bills and not enough. The same applies to your wellness, your physical and spiritual wellness. You must learn to release and eliminate anything from your life that no longer serves you. And that starts with consciousness. If you are still stuck in an old ideology, if it's not serving you, now if it is serving you, stick with it. But if it is not serving you, we must find measures to release it. We've got to get it out of there. Now, I have this business card. I don't have one with me, but on the front of the business card, it said, when I was younger, my desire was to change the world. Now that I'm older, I'm wiser and decide to change myself. It starts within. It starts through your own personal life experiences. It's not what your neighbor's done, what your teacher's done, what your pastor's done. What you've experienced is the difference that will get you to start seeing other things and other opportunities in life. I have a mentor, friend, buddy, contractor, brother, but he says, Kimberly, it's only when you come to the end of yourself. People only change when they're sick of themselves. And at that point is when change begins to come. So I pray today that you recognize the need to come to the end of yourself. But getting back, because there's a tie-in here for the law of attraction, I decided that I was going to master, you guys, which takes a lot of practice. I don't always get it right, of how to speak life into circumstance, how to reflect on only those things that are positive and uplifting. I find myself on a daily basis regressing, sliding back into old behavior. But quickly, I have a consciousness to quickly fix it. I'm going to master the science, the art, the harmony behind speaking life, visualizing and reflecting the positive life that I desire. But someone helped me out. They said, I am so happy and grateful that right now everything I desire comes to me in increasing quantities through multiple sources on a continuous, infinite basis. Now, let me back up, people, because this is critical. This is how we clear out that old mindset. I am so happy and so grateful that everything I desire comes to me in increasing quantities through multiple sources on a continuous, infinite basis. Now, we're getting ready to break that down. Number one, I am so happy and so grateful. That's the key, okay? I am so happy and so grateful. In all things, you have got to celebrate and praise all things. Now, I'm going to tell you, I get it. We go through things that we just do not feel like celebrating. you jump out of the bed in the morning and the first thing you do is stub your toe to the point that it is bruised, it possibly could be broken, and it's bleeding. How do you praise that? Come on now. You get up and say, thank you, God, that everything, every feeling, every sensory in my body is still working. Because right now this pain is indicating that there is something that needs to be addressed. It takes practice, people. But we are going to have to learn how to praise and find gratitude in everything. It takes work. Happiness is something, it's your birthright. And if you're not happy, we got to release and eliminate anything from our lives that's no longer serving us in that capacity. So first thing, find happiness and gratitude. You find the happiness through the gratitude. Be grateful. Now, when it comes to everything that I desire comes to me, everything that I desire could be money, comes to me in increasing quantities. It could be lasting, meaningful relationships, comes to me in increasing quantities. It could be professional opportunities, come to me in increasing quantities. It could be health and wellness, comes to me in increasing quantities. Whatever it is that you desire, you put it in that slot, comes to me in increasing quantities. Increasing means that one isn't enough. I want it to keep growing and growing and growing, because God said what? I give you what? Life and in abundance. Okay, so it's growing. Abundance means that it's full. It's full, people. We are aiming way too low when the promises are already there. And it's amazing. This is just absolutely amazing to me. And then through multiple sources, okay, through multiple sources, we have this vision. We have the propensity to only focus on what we can understand, only what we can see. Trust in God and not on our own understanding. There are a multitude of opportunities and gifts out there that have been willed to us. It is our birthright that there is no lack, no limitation. Everything we need has already been provided. We are the seed. Everything we need. We don't have to go out there every year and say, okay, grass, it's time to grow. The God has already designed it that the grass grows. We don't have to set an alarm every morning to make sure the sun comes up. God got that covered. It is your birthright that everything you comes to you in abundance and in multiple sources. Okay? And this is the one that I just love absolutely the most. On a continuous. Continuous means without ending. And then infinite means forever. Long after I'm gone, these are the blessings of my grandchildren's grandchildren. Are we here on this? Infinite, unending, and it won't die. Okay, so I just really, really, really hope that this information is going to be impacting and helpful to someone, because I promise you, this is the season of harvest. This is the season where you are able to reap all that you've planted throughout the year. This is when they are storing up all the apples and, you know, they are finalizing all of the wheat and grains and everything that was planted. This is the season of harvest. Everywhere you look, they got pumpkins lined up all around the street. Why? Because there is an abundance. This is the season of harvest. Go get your harvest, okay? And I just want to share that with someone. We don't have any callers on today that want to chime in and share. It's understandable. I am so excited about creating a clean slate and renewing and restoring every gift and aspiration within. So whatever it is that you desire, you know, I am doing this home renovation project, and I am a firm believer. I am excited excitedly anticipating all the new that God is bringing to me. It's changed my perception and my attitude, and everything is just going extremely, extremely well. But this project is a tough one. It really is. I realize as I move furniture around and get stuff out of here that one thing opens into another. And I had a carpet situation last night where I'm trying to figure out, does it make more sense to even replace the carpet versus trying to clean it? You know, it's just a lot. But I will meet each situation with enthusiasm. And I renounce all those things that no longer serve me. If it's time to go, it's time to go. I think I may have just answered my question. It's just time to go. Time for new. So I just want to say thank you. Thank you on today for coming on the call, coming on the show with me. This is a beautiful season, probably one of my favorites. I love the leaves on the trees. I love as it changes. I love the crisp, cold air coming in. I love the marking of a new year, anticipating all that's new. And I heard something on yesterday. I'm going to close the segment with this. We are moving into a season of new year resolution. And resolution just merely means that I have resolved a new belief system. And a lot of times that our resolutions don't work is because we haven't resolved to say goodbye and cut out the old. We just haven't. We go into this new year thinking that we can fix it and just start, I'm going to do 100 sit-ups a day. I'm going to eat only green vegetables and fruit for 90 days. Whatever it is that you decide that you want to do in the new year. The reason that it doesn't work sometimes, maybe by the 30, 60 mark, is because we haven't resolved to let go of the old, okay? And it's not physical. It is spiritual and it is emotional consciousness. We have got to be accountable for where we are and what it is we want. If you want to do better with your finances, you first must say, I'm not a good steward over my finances. You got to start taking ownership of where you are and why you want to change. If it's working, why would you be changing it? You know, I am 140 pounds smaller through my weight loss journey. I always share with people that I am open to feedback and critique on a regular basis because I don't do well with abundant amount of food. Okay, that's one of my issues, is I'm an overeater. I need help with that. So I receive help on a regular basis. And as a result, I'm good. So I just hope this segment helps someone today. We are speaking on the season of release and eliminate anything from our lives that no longer serves us, that we no longer desire. I am so confident that the mind is the first, most critical component of taking that first step. Get your mind right and everything else will follow. Don't forget, we're right here at www.blogtalkradio.com/PRF table. Yes, Dr. Nathaniel Dunlap meets at this particular same platform every second and fourth Tuesday of the month at 12:30 p.m. and we are discussing finances. Getting a grip on your finances. Everybody likes more money, and everybody wants to see this money go further. So we will meet you right here. That's at 347-215-7934. Thank you, and make it an amazing, amazing harvest season. Mwah.